Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH in Boston. Years ago, on a trip to China, my wife, Harriet, met a woman named Sarah. They'd been assigned to each other as roommates, and although they came from very different social circles, they made friends very quickly. Nowadays, whenever Harriet and Sarah run across each other at a party, Harriet tells me Sarah loves to take her around and introduce her to everybody, saying, "This woman saved my life." Harriet says it's certainly a kick to be described that way, and technically you could say that Sarah is right, but for Harriet, the experience that those two women shared going up and down a very misty and a very slippery mountain in China is a bit more complicated than that. You could say that the feeling is mutual. I asked Harriet to recall that story for me for today's morning story. This woman saved my life.
My roommate, Sarah, we had made friends, and we got ahead of the group. And suddenly we turned back and we realized we couldn't see the group anymore. We couldn't find them. They must have taken a different turning. Started to rain lightly, and it's very, very misty. Clouds, foggy. And suddenly, where we are going next, you can't see the edge. And Sarah stopped. She presses herself against the side of the mountain and refused to go further. Where we are going next, you can't see the edge. You can't tell that it doesn't just drop straight off the cliff. She won't do it. She was scared, and it started to pour. I had these little sneakers on that have no support whatsoever. It was getting slippery. My ankle started to go. Here we are, and I can't see over the mist either. I didn't think I could lead Sarah. I had been counting on her to lead me. She was a frightened child. I really felt my life was in danger. What am I going to do? I walked all the way to the spot where you could not see beyond. Took her hand, and I said to Sarah, "Will you come with me?" And I walked her up to the point where it had vanished for her. And I started to say, "You're doing great. We're almost there. We can keep going." She was so scared. It went on for hours, down and down and down, holding her hands, singing, in some sense singing, sing song. "Now don't be afraid, we're really okay. Just look at the wall, we're almost there." Step by step by step by step. And then lo and behold, there's this restaurant, there's this place, there's our group having lunch in under a roof. We did, after that, after lunch, have to climb down another 6 hours or so. Tired, but that was the end of our big adventure. When I would be in wherever we were staying at night, and it would be very quiet, and it would be very dark because there certainly were no neon lights anywhere, not even in Shanghai. People there would just sing to amuse themselves. I would hear a voice and sometimes an instrument come out of that very nice darkness. I would be very moved. I really found it so exquisitely beautiful. I felt that although their lives were so bare bones, you know, so deprived of free time, pleasure, I thought it was just beautiful that they did that, just singing. Oh. When I was a child, on car rides, we'd all sing. And I don't ever do that, once in a very blue moon. And this was something we've lost. just singing. When Sarah panicked and would not go on, I realized that it was up to me. Frankly, I had always wondered. I wondered what I would do if in a dangerous situation I would have the courage not to abandon a person. When my life is in danger, how do I behave? And how do you know that until you're there? I kept calm, staying there at her side until the danger was past. I found a part of myself on that mountain. You know that? I didn't know it was there. I discovered I was brave. Sarah helped me, too. I don't know what I would have done if she had not been able to hold my hand and accept my help. I am a quite impatient person. But at that moment, I could be patient, holding her hand and talking her up that mountain. Singing. In some sense, singing. I had something valuable to offer. Step by step, by step, by step. She was holding my hand too.
Just singing. That was today's morning story by Harriet Rison, produced by her husband, Tony Khan Rison. And I'm sitting here in the listening room with Gary Mott.
I have a story that comes to mind that involves singing, near death, and a relationship.
Sounds like a bad date at a rock concert.
1990, the Grand Canyon. Around the rim, sheer drop-offs. Mm-hmm. One wrong step or one twisted ankle, and that could be it. The Grand Canyon, seeing the grandeur, just moved me. Mm-hmm. One occasion, I said, you know, I'm just going to sing. I don't care who's listening. Just put me in a good place to sing, looking up at the full moon. Mm. Beautiful night, the bubbling brook, the creaking bridge over the bubbling brook. I'm walking over the bridge with this girl that I really dug. And I said, you know, this is it. Something has to happen here. I turned to her. She was beautiful. And I said, can I kiss you? Took my hand and said, no. But now that I look back on it, now that I hear Harriet's story, now that I think about that time again, that was really a pivotal moment. It was on that trip that I met my wife, Lori.
Hmm.
If things had gone differently,
yeah,
on that bridge,
right,
who knows what might have happened, you know, saved my life.
It was a kindness. She gave you the truth.
Never seen her since.
You're connecting with yourself in a way.
To be honest, hearing Harriet's story and then telling you my story is really the first time that I recognize that moment as being pivotal.
This is great. We should celebrate a double birthday. Two new stories were just born today. And the funny thing is that both of them come from moments that either one of you have looked back on and said, boy, that was a silly moment. You know, somebody thinks I saved their life, right? And all I did was I didn't run away from them. Well, wherever these stories end up taking you, and it's always a surprise. If you want to hear any more of them, you know where you can go.
WGBH.org/morningstories. We have some video. We have all kinds of audio.
Plus, we have a very important new element, the transcripts that are being provided by this incredible group of now 12, which means that they very soon will be done transcribing all of the stories in our archive. And as they become available, we make them available to you.
Please drop us a line, morningstories@wgbh.org.
And wherever your travels take you, watch your step.